Uncle Sam heads for the exit in Ukraine, leaving Europe in a panic. While Macron threatens boots on the ground to shore up a failing Ukraine, German generals' leaked audio proves that European forces are already there. Emmanuel Macron's repeated assertions that France wants to lead an expeditionary force into Ukraine to help back up the Ukraine Nazis' flagging frontline forces is one of the many signs of the deep panic that is spreading through European capitals. Junior imperialist powers, including Britain, France, and Germany, have sacrificed their economies and used up their arsenals in the US-led proxy war against Russia, only to find that the instigators of all the trouble, understanding that defeat is imminent, are preparing to pack up and head home. French President Emmanuel Macron's showy diplomatic efforts to whip the rest of Europe into line against Russia have so far only succeeded in emphasizing the divisions within the Western camp and, by contrast, the steady progress Russian forces are making towards their stated objectives in Ukraine. The French president's complaints about other, non-specific, European Union members being, quote, cowards for being lukewarm in their support for US-backed junta in Kiev, coupled with broad hints that French troops could end up with their boots on the ground in Ukraine, have succeeded only in annoying France's allies and revealing President Macron's vaunted policy of strategic ambiguity to be so much hot air. Macron went on French television to claim that France was a, quote, force for peace, standing behind Ukraine, and to warn, quote, if we let Ukraine lose this war, then for sure Russia will threaten Moldova, Romania, and Poland, end quote. Invited by a French newspaper to explain his Ukraine policy, Macron wound up contradicting himself by turns threatening and placating Russia and finally lapsing into complete incoherence. Quote, maybe at some point, I don't want it. I won't take the initiative. We will have to have operations on the ground, whatever they may be, to counter the Russian forces. France's strengths is that what we can do it, end quote. So that's clear then. He doesn't want to send French troops into Ukraine, but there will have to be operations on the ground at some point. But Macron won't take the initiative, but France is strong enough to send troops, or maybe not. Moscow's response to this tedious rigmarole is unambiguous. If French troops enter Ukraine, under whatever pretext, they will be recognized as invaders and destroyed. German generals spill the beans. Meanwhile, whilst Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz may bridle at the suggestion of French boots on the ground, fearing that this will bounce the rest of Europe into an unwelcome face-off with Russia, it turns out that his own generals are merrily chatting on an insecure line about how many missiles it would take to blow up the Kerch Bridge to Crimea and how many British troops are already on the ground in Ukraine. Quote, released on Friday by the editor of the Kremlin-controlled news channel RT, Margarita Simonian, the audio recording confirmed as authentic by Germany captures Luftwaffe officers discussing how Berlin's Taurus missiles could be used to try to blow up the Kerch Bridge connecting Russia with occupied Crimea. During the conversation, Lieutenant General Ingo Gerhatz, the head of the Luftwaffe, describes how Britain works with Ukraine on deploying Storm Shadow missiles against targets up to 150 miles behind Russian lines. Quote, when it comes to mission planning, the German commander says, I know how the English do it. They do it completely in reach back. They also have a few people on the ground. They do that. The French don't. Reach back is a military term to describe how intelligence, equipment, and support from the rear is brought forward to units deployed on the front. But Gerhatz suggests the British approach is deeper, involving support on site. British soldiers on the ground in Ukraine, says German military leak by Dan Sabah and Kate Connolly, The Guardian, 4th of March, 2024. Chancellor Schultz has excused his reluctance to furnish Kyiv with long-range German-made Taurus missiles by arguing that this cannot happen without German boots on the ground, which is a red line that cannot be breached. But the garrulous Luftwaffe know different. The French don't have people on the ground. Europe in a panic as the USA heads for the exit. The EU accomplices in this American war were happy to swear allegiance to Ukraine so long as the USA had their backs and the dollars and the weapons kept on flowing. Even when the sanctions war against Russia blew up in their faces, the gutless EU still kowtowed to Washington, preferring to empty their arsenals of weapons and deindustrialize their economies sooner than consult their own national interests. But now that it becomes clear that the USA is racing ahead of Europe when it comes to disengaging from the Ukraine war, Europe is beginning to wake up to the catastrophic mess it has helped to create. US President Joe Biden may still believe that Ukraine is winning the war and the moon is made of green cheese, but far better indices of the national mood in the USA are the blocking by Congress of the $60 billion US military aid package for Ukraine and the sacking of the foremost architect of the failed Ukraine war, Victoria Nuland. Her last job was an acting Deputy Secretary of State, covering the recently retired Wendy Sherman. Nuland looked set to take back on the post permanently, but was pipped at the post by Kurt Campbell. Campbell, who was the architect of President Barack Obama's pivot to Asia, is still dining out on the book he wrote about the rationale for that shift back in 2016. The message coming from Washington to its European allies is clear. You sort out the mess on your continent while we pursue our interests elsewhere. Russia's plain-speaking Foreign Office spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova, was in no doubt as to the significance of Ms. Nuland's departure. Quote, "It is simple. The failure of the anti-Russian course of the Biden administration. Russophobia, proposed by Victoria Nuland as the main foreign policy concept of the United States, is dragging the Democrats to the bottom like a stone." End quote. And it is not only the Russophobe administration of Joe Biden that is sinking like a stone, but the whole prestige of the USA is sinking with them, as the world looks on aghast at the barbarism of America's proxy war, fought indeed to the last drop of Ukrainian blood. Desperation in Kyiv. Reports coming out of Ukraine reveal the blind panic of the Kyiv junta as the realization dawns that they are simply running out of bodies and are reduced to sending press gangs onto the street to snatch reluctant recruits. According to the Washington Post, quote, "President Volodymyr Zelensky and his top military commanders have failed so far to come up with a clean plan to conscript or recruit many thousands of new soldiers critically needed to defend against Russia's continuing attacks. Zelensky's inability to forge a political consensus on a mobilization strategy, despite months of warnings about a severe shortage of qualified troops on the front, has fueled deep divisions in Ukraine's parliament and more broadly in Ukrainian society. It has left the military relying on a hodgepodge of recruiting efforts and sown panic among fighting-age men, some of whom have gone into hiding, worried that they will be drafted into an ill-equipped army and sent to certain death given that aid for Ukraine remains stalled in Washington. The quandary over how to fill the ranks has confronted Zelensky with perhaps the greatest challenge to his leadership since the start of February 2022 invasion. The lack of clear mobilization strategy, or even agreement on how many more troops Ukraine needs, factored into Zelensky's dismissal of his top general in February, but the new commander-in-chief, Olenskaya Syrinsky, so far has brought no new clarity. Syrinsky has been tasked with auditing the existing armed forces to find more combat-eligible troops after Zelensky's office recently announced that one of the million people who had been mobilized, only about 300,000 had fought on the front lines. But nearly a month after his promotion, no one in the military leadership or the presidential administration has explained where those 700,000 are or what they've been doing. End quote. Zelensky imbibed over how to draft more troops as Russian forces advanced by Siobhan O'Grady and Serhiy Kolochuk, 4th of March 2024. And while the Ukrainians count the cost in lives, German workers count the cost in redundancies and layoffs. According to Bloomberg, Germany is in recession and the Bundesbank says Germany is in a six-month slump. Germany is in recession due to first quarter slump, survey shows, Bloomberg, 18 March 2024. Other Bloomberg headlines are uncompromising. Quote, German factory orders slump in a new sign of economic slowdown, end quote. And, quote, Germany's days as an industrial superpower are coming to an end, end quote. As Germany waves farewell to cheap gas from Russia and easy access to an expanding Chinese market, the full damage done to the economy by setting Germany's national interest in second place to her shield duty for Uncle Sam is becoming clear.
Thanks for listening to Proletarian Radio. We aim to bring you the best Marxist analysis on current affairs, revolutionary history, and theory. Do like, comment, subscribe, and share our content to help us reach the widest possible audience. We are a small organization with limited resources, and we need workers' support if we are to grow and fulfill our mission. If you are able to make a one-off or regular donation, no matter how small, please visit our website at thecommunists.org and register as a supporter.